Well, I see a connection, but I'm not hearing anything. Something is fishy. The good news is I'm recording it locally. So either way, the voicemail will be online and in the email. Obviously, this is a day that a lot of people will celebrate with flowers and candy and things of that nature. I used to give a particular candy to my wife because that's what she was fond of. And it seems pointless now because, as I've described, it seems I love her, but she doesn't have any love for me. And it hurts. It was interesting, obviously, because of the day. I think I saw a video of a couple who have been married for 70 years. And it's, you know, it's the joy they showed in their face was marvelous. But there's a point that I want to make sure gets across that I mentioned yesterday. It's not a mutual love that matters. True love is not dependent on the other person. I argue the case that the Lord's relationship with his elect is reflected by a man's relationship with his wife. That's why husbands are called to love their wives as Christ loved the church, the elect. It's not because the elect loved him. It's because he loved the elect. And out of his grace, he granted that love in return. I'm just a man. I'm not God. But I am called to love my wife, irrespective of my wife. And that I do. It doesn't matter that she shows no love for me, that her actions they hurt terribly. But that doesn't matter. I am called to love my wife as Christ loved the church. I'm called to love her irrespective of her. And after 7.5 years of silence from her, I love her unwaveringly, without question. I'm committed to one lady and one lady alone, and I will not turn from her. There's no one else. There will be no one else. I made that very clear in the Marriage Defined and Commitment Beyond. There is no one else. And it's the one lady I love. And we're back. Obviously, that's not shared. I don't know what's happened to George. I don't know what Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok think. My assumption is your dad is bowing before his Talmud and worshiping his wallet, but not the Lord. And apparently you may be following. But it needs to be clear. I love you. In obedience to Christ, I will not turn from you. My heart has been ripped down. It's been shredded. But it's not me that's sustaining me. The Lord sustains me. He has been very gracious. And in obedience to him, and because I really think you're cute, I'm not going to turn from you. Dorothy Jane, my lady, my Valentine, I love you.